let's say tomorrow
some failure comes up, unbelief, a weakness, how to discern between what is guilt, shame, or what is truly a separation from God. When David sinned and when Peter denied Jesus, David fasted and prayed, and then it says he went into the house of God and worshipped. And Jesus said, when you repent or when you turn around, strengthen your brothers. I guess that's somewhat what my question is, to discern between, you know, what's guilt, shame, and separation from God, if that makes sense.
Someone else may want to add something else, but I don't know that there needs to be any kind of discernment about the difference between any of those things, because the nature of trust, the nature of faith, the nature of belief is that God has made it abundantly clear that He's not like a man, He's not shifting shadows, that His character is strong and true and stable. He doesn't have personality whims. He doesn't have feelings that are hurt that cause Him to react improperly. He's not like a man, like shifting shadows. He's dependable and trustworthy. So my issue is, when those things come up, knowing that His character is that of a true-hearted Father, that He is God, He's not like a man. When I know that's true, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, if I know that's His character and His quality, then the separation from God that I feel, whether it's a lie from the enemy, whether it's conviction of sin and a call to repent, this humiliation, shame, hurt feelings, inferiority complex, you know, bummed out that I've failed for the 50th time, so I'm doing it to myself, or again, truly conviction from the Holy Spirit about that this was sin and need to be repented of. Really, I don't know that you need to have a big distinction between those things if you understand who God is, because the process is the same. If I'm feeling conviction, I go to Him. If I'm feeling humiliation, I go to Him. If I'm feeling separation, I go to Him. If I'm needing to repent, I repent and I go to Him. And so I don't know that it doesn't just all come back to the same place again, where my knowledge of His character says that I'm not waiting around to be forever punished and humiliated and ostracized and rejected. You know, there may be a time where His anger lasts for a moment. You know, this is certainly biblically true that He can be angry with us, but we know that His love lasts for a lifetime. We know that His kindness and patience and generosity and forgiveness are as far as the east is from the west. That's how far He removes our sins from us when we turn to Him. So no matter what the issue is, you come back like the prodigal did to the Father. When you come to your senses, you come back in humility to Him and offer yourself to Him. You know, even if it's, I'm not worthy to be a son, I'd be just your servant. And His character is infinitely a robe and a ring and a kill the fatted calf. That's just who He is. So my faith isn't in how I feel about Him. My faith isn't how I feel like He feels about me. My faith is in who He is. And therefore, we come boldly before the throne of grace by the blood of the eternal covenant, by the blood of the Lamb. The blood is over the doorpost, and that's where my plea is. It never was based on my own righteousness in the first place. David would have had no hope. Moses, a murderer, would have had no hope. Abraham, you name it. These guys were pretty foolish in some respects, no more so, no less so than we are. But the nature of who God is says that we go by the blood of the Lamb, which was our only hope ever in the first place. And so therefore our confidence comes from the covenant that the Father and the Son had with one another. We can go back maybe with our tail between our legs to an extent, but still with a peace and a confidence and no doubt a conviction and a broken heart that we've wounded the Lamb of God, that we've caused Him to suffer. We've crucified Him afresh, as the Bible would say. But still, we can come with a peace of knowing that He's not like a man who holds record of wrongs. He's not like that. If the blood of Jesus is the basis on which we come to Him, then His forgiveness is full and free. And it's just hard to grasp that. It's hard to conceive of that because we think as men think, but that's not how God is. So I don't know that you have to discern between all those things as much as you need to understand the basis on which you could ever come to Him in the first place. There's that one song, He said, if I stand, let me stand on the promise that You will pull me through, and if I fall, let me fall on the grace that first brought me to You. If I stand, let me stand on the promise. If I fall, let me fall on the grace that brought me to You in the first place. See, it comes full circle. The basis on which we face Him, good day or bad day, is precisely exactly the same. Because it never was our covenant with Him in the first place. It was a covenant we couldn't keep, according to the Hebrews writer, but the Son of God did keep. And so as we hide our life in Christ, then the covenant has been kept. And that's the thing that we keep coming back to. No matter what we feel about it, we come back with the faith in the blood of Jesus as the pleasure of the Father. The Father loves the Son. I better hide in the Son. That's the place I better go. If I stand, let me stand on the promise. If I fall, let me fall on the grace that first brought me to You.